Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AfridaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host tonight, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I want to thank God and my family and my friends and all of you who are tuned in to the AfridaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Make sure that if you have to get up early in the morning, make sure that that you know that this particular ministry is archived, meaning that you can listen to this ministry at any time, okay? And so with that being said, I want to go ahead and get started. We have a very exciting night planned in which we're going to be in the presence of God, and we're going to make our requests known unto God, not only for ourselves, but we're going to be intercessories for others as well. So let us go ahead. Get out your Bibles, and we're going to go to Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. Amen. Because the goodness of God does not change. It remains the same. Amen. Psalms 136, numbers 1 through 9. Give thanks to Jehovah, for he is good. His loyal love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods, for his loyal love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his loyal love endures forever. He alone, did you hear what I said? God. He alone, Jehovah, does great wonders, for his loyal love endures forever. He skillfully, he didn't just throw something together. He skillfully made the heavens, for his loyal love endures forever. He spread out the earth over the waters, for his loyal love endures forever. He made the great lights, for his loyal love endures forever. The sun to rule over the day, for his loyal love endures forever. The morning stars to rule over the night, for his loyal love endures forever. I have read to you Psalms 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us go before the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for blessing us to wake up this morning. You started us on our way. You even gave us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, and for that we say thank you. You blessed us, Lord, as we travel down these dangerous streets and byways to get to the destination that we were supposed to get to. Then when you blessed us to enter, you blessed us to have a good disposition, a good attitude. Then you blessed us to meet great people and be around great people, Lord. We say thank you. Lord, and now, as we come to this ministry, we ask for something to be said or done that will edify and magnify who you are. We ask that you bless each and every person who's listening and those who are going to listen a little bit later on. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless those who are in the hospitals, those who are coming out, and those who are thinking about going in. Would you bless anyone who has any pains or have any infirmities that have come on this ministry? Would you bless them right now and take that pain away from their head and their neck and their back and their legs, Lord, and whatever allergies or whatever cold symptoms they have, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you heal them and help them, Heavenly Father. Then, Lord, we ask that you bless each and every young person who is on the line, those who are going to school, whether it's public school, whether it's college. We ask that you continue to keep your loving arms around them. We ask and we pray for those who are in bereavement. We pray for those who are missing and out of the ark of safety. We pray for those ministers and teachers and prophets and missionaries who are out there seeking those individuals, bringing them back unto you. We ask in the name of Jesus that you give us strength, that you bless encouraging word to overpower and overflow as we look to you, come before you, believing and knowing and having our needs and wants met, Lord. Now, Lord, as we relinquish this prayer, we ask that we never be relinquished out of your sight. This is one of your servants' prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So how's everybody doing today? I'm going to just get comfortable because I'm among the love listeners, and everybody's heart is filled with love. I know it. All right. So on tonight, we have our needs and wants. I have about 10 different ministries who have joined, and I have a couple of individuals who have joined. Thank you so much. I'm going to sit up, actually, because that's better for me. Okay. On tonight, I want you to get out a sheet of paper. I ask that you bring some paper and something to write with because we're going to really just thank God and speak to God and all that good stuff. I want to, as you prepare, I want to make a declaration, and I want to say that God has been good. God has done so much. I've had the opportunity over the last months to spend a lot of time, a lot of extra time with God. And I tell you what, some of the things that God does just amazes me on a daily basis. He keeps blessing over and over again. Some of those things I say, Lord, you know we don't deserve, but because of favor, grace, and mercy, and because we continue to have the faith of a mustard seed, God continues to bless and get an overflow. I want you to get out a sheet of paper, and I'm going to read to you what it says in my journal that I write in whenever we have our needs and wants. It says, a friend loves at all times. A friend loves at all times. Proverbs 17 and 17, a friend loves at all times. A friend loves at all times. Amen. A friend loves at all times. I want you to get out a sheet of paper. And the reason why I continue to reiterate it is because we have people who are just coming on. On that sheet of paper, I want you to draw a cross. All right? Draw a cross. It looks kind of like a railroad track. Okay? After you draw that cross that Jesus hung on, I want you to draw another line going across and make a railroad track. Okay? Speaking of railroad tracks, let me go ahead and tell you this. I want you to be very cautious. This is everybody. When you're around railroad tracks, always look both ways. Always make sure that you, when you hear the sign, be obedient and stop. Okay? It's very important. Secondly, before we get started, young people, if you're going through something, if you just feel like throwing in a towel, don't. Continue. But you have to pray. It's very important that as adults, if you live with these young people, if they're in your homes, if they're in your schools, wherever, that you pray for them. Because they go through problems as well. Young people, they do. I was reading where I believe this young man jumped off of a bridge in an attempt to commit suicide, but in that, the lady who was driving, she passed away. There he jumped, I guess, on top of her hood, and the young man is in the hospital, and he's doing well. But it's very important that if you have a young person in your life, that you are a positive role model and that you keep encouraging them, because there are a lot of evil things out here. And that's why I don't have a problem with reiterating over and over again about coming to Jesus, about the goodness of God. Amen. So let us go ahead and get started, and we'll talk a little bit later about some encouraging words for you. Okay. So we have our cross, and we have our railroad tracks. In that first box to your left, I want you to put ADD. Or you can put a plus sign. Right next door, I want you to put multiply. Okay? Down the street, right under add, I want you to put balance. Balance neighbor is, I want you to put power. And I want you to put thank you. I'm going to tell you what that means in a few minutes. Yes, Lord. Thankful. Excuse me. Thankful. So power and thankful. Okay. Then right down the street from balance, right under balance, I want you to put prayer. Right next door to prayer, I want you to put blessing. Okay? All right. So you should have add right next door to add, multiply down the street, which is right under add, balance. Cross right next door, power and thankful. Down the street from balance, you should have prayer, and then next door, you should have blessings. Okay? All right. Now, let me explain the quadrants because I have some new individuals. For those of you who have been with me, this is a good refresher for you as well because we've added another component. Praise the Lord. Okay. Well, we have add. These are things that you want added to your life. What do you want added to your life? And you have to be very careful about what you say you want added to your life because God will give it to you. Okay. And so you have to be very careful. What do you want added to your life that is positive, that is good for you? Okay, this is a very personal box. I'm going to tell you that right now, okay, because this box is you. Authorize something to be added to somebody else's unless they're your child, unless they're your fruit, unless it's the fruit of your spirit. This right here is you or your offsprings, this add box. The multiply block, box, that's for everybody, right? You see that your friend, for instance, is having some type of pain, some type of, whether it's a physical pain, whether it's a mental pain, whether they're going through a storm. You might say, Lord, I need you to multiply your favor, your healing on whosoever life it is. Or you may be going through, or you may be experiencing a storm. Lord, I want you to multiply my faith. I want you to multiply my patience. Okay? When you look at balance, these are things that are really conducive to you as a person. How are you going to balance this? You know, how are you going to balance your prayer life, your career? How are you going to balance what God is getting ready to do in your life, your ministry? How are you going to balance your family? How are you going to balance these things? I always think about a seesaw because what God is showing me says, you know, in the seesaw, right? Somebody, you know, sometimes it's balanced, and all of a sudden somebody jumps ship, somebody jumps off, boom, and you hit the ground. So now you have to rebalance your life. God speaks about, he says, the divorce. He speaks about those life-changing situations that happens within our lives. He says when somebody decides, I'm going to jump off, boom. He says you have to be ready. You have to be balanced. And that's why our souls have to be anchored in Jesus so that we can come back on balance. Then we talk about power and being thankful. This is for everybody. Being thankful. Let's talk about that for a second. What are you thankful for? You know, we ask God for a lot. You know, when we pray, notice when I pray, when we pray, we ask God, bless those who are in the hospital, bless those who are coming out. But God said, what are you thankful for? He says, I've been to the hospital. Be healed. Thank you, Lord, for the healing. Thank you, Lord, for blessing this head cold to go away. Thank you, Lord, for delivering me from these allergies. Thank you, Lord, for the doors that you just opened. Thank you, Lord. Those type of things. What are we thankful for? When we talk about power, there are situations that we want God to put his power on. If you're going through a storm, that will go in that category. If you are thinking about, for instance, buying a business, a house, God, I want your power on that because you definitely want God to control that. We want God to control everything. God is the Alpha and Omega. God is the beginning and God is the end, or Jehovah. Okay? Then we talk about prayer, right? Who are we praying for? We're praying for everybody, but there are some specifics. For instance, I'm going to pray for my allergies. Amen. I'm going to pray for my family. I'm going to pray for my friends. I'm going to pray for those individuals who I see on a daily basis, who I interact with. I want to pray for upcoming events. I'm going to pray for my church. I'm going to pray for my pastor and his wife and his family. I'm going to pray for different schools. I'm going to pray for the wisdom of students. I'm going to pray for strategic planning to take place, those things. Then we talk about blessings. Now, this is very personal right here. This is you, okay? God is getting ready to do something in your life. Yes, I'm talking to you. Yeah, if you're on this line right now, I'm speaking to you. If you're on this line 2 weeks from now, I am talking to you as what God is saying right now. God is going to bless you, and I'm going to be very honest with you, with something huge. This particular blessing that God is speaking about blessing us with, it's one of those things where Well, you know it's God, because God calls it very angelic. He calls it, he's sending someone, and that's your blessing. And when we talk about that, some of you want to go into business. Some of you are thinking about a business. Some of you have been talking about a business. Some of you have been speaking about your ministry. You are trying to construct something. Some of you have been speaking about your talent that God has given you. You want to expand it. Some of you have been speaking about writing a book. Some of you have been speaking about being a promoter. Some of you have been speaking about different things. Those things go there. Now, here is the thing. Here is the thing. I want you to be very intentional with this. Okay, I need you to listen closely. I need you to turn off the TV. I need you to get into a quiet place, because this is a meditation time. This is a time that we rest our brain. This blessing is attached. Okay? Listen to me very close. This blessing is attached. What does attached mean? It's connected. Okay? God has invested this blessing for you that you have been looking for in someone. Now, let me tell you this. It's very important when you are in this box of blessing that you write the vision and make it plain. But listen to me closely. I want you, God wants you, he wants me. I want you to put people's name in there. Who do I put in there? That's up to you. Now, I'm going to be very honest with you. Some of you, okay, some of you, your blessing is in the scope of, it's not even in your, where you are, because it's so huge. You can function with it where you are, but it's huge. And God says, put everybody's name down there that you want associated with it. Okay? Listen. Listen to me closely. God says it's already done. It's already completed. His stamp of approval is already on it. The reason why you're putting these individuals' name down is because these are the individuals. Now listen to me closely with this, that you're going to bless with this blessing that God is going to give you. These are the individuals that are attached to this blessing, and they have no idea, right? But whoever you put down here, God says those are the heirs, they are the recipients of this blessing that God has bestowed to you. Because remember, when God blesses us, we're supposed to bless other people. Now, this is the catch. Remember when I told you, this is the catch I told you a long time ago. I said, when you finish your journey, I said, some people are just tired. They don't want to go back and help other people. When you finish your journey, there are going to be people who have been running longer than you, people who have been tolling longer than you, and they're tired. You're going to have to bless them. God says there are people out there who you see very prosperous, but this blessing here, God says this is a blessing that money can't buy, happiness can't buy, and talent can't win over. You and I are going to be blessed with a blessing, not the same blessing. And I want you to put everybody's name down here. Now, listen to me closely, okay? The reason why we have this box is because some people get carried away. I want you to really think about this. I'm not going to tell you to name 5 people. I'm not going to tell you to name 10. I want you to really think about this. Think hard, because what's going to happen, God calls it a magnetic blessing. I want you to think hard about this. I want you to really think hard about this, because God is going to make it happen, because God already knows who you're going to put. He already knows who we're going to put in this box. He already knows what the blessing is. It's us who don't know. I want you to be very cautious with this box. God speaks about remaining focused. He speaks about business-minded people. He speaks about people who love God. He speaks about people who are not afraid of competition. He speaks about people who have strategic plans. He speaks about people who already have an establishment, who've already established something. He speaks about people who have already blessed other people. He speaks about, he talks about the family structure. He talks about, he says, what is it that you desire? It's very important, because whoever you put in this box, right, God is going to make a magnetic connection. I want you to get a magnet, and that's exactly, God's going to pull it together. Be careful what you ask for. This activity is very serious. I'm saying this because I have a lot of new people on the line. This is not an activity where you put, and you can put this, because God, you know, I used to say we're not going to put materialistic things, but God says you're past that because your heart is right. Okay? If you're going to add a Mercedes Benz, a Jaguar, all those things, right, make sure that when you add it, sure that you know how you're going to bless somebody else as well. Okay? When we put materialistic things, think about other people. But with this blessing, that is solely you and who you want to be connected to. Now, that's why it's called our needs and wants. When you say who you want to be connected to, listen to me carefully. I'm not saying be connected just because you have to be connected because you have a focus. God speaks. It's very important. Maturity is very important on here. You don't want to get into what God has blessed you with, and you're blessing someone else, and you lose focus because of immaturity. We're not just talking about age. We're talking about the loss of focus on what God has anointed you with, that you can bless all these people. It's very important. I cannot stress it enough. Okay? At some point in ministry, at some point in business, you have to have people who are really serious. It's very important today. And God says, you spoke it. You're going to have mature people that you want to bless with it, to be connected to it. Now, let me talk about this. Some of you already have huge businesses, huge ministries, right? And you want to expand it where you can reach more people, and that's fair, because God has blessed you with that business. He's blessed you with that ministry. Now you're going to have to write down who you want specifically. You got to be very specific, okay? You're going to have to now write down who you want to be connected to your ministry intentionally. There's a lot we could put. I could put, I want everyone in Jamaica to be connected to my ministry. And that could be a feasible thing. But if you want individuals who are connected, who can help the business grow, the ministry grow, who can help reach people and save souls, or help reach people, and you have products and commodities that can really help people, you need to put those people down here. Okay? Because what's going to happen, I'm going to tell you, this is going to be huge. It's going to blow your mind. Money cannot buy this. Time cannot buy this. Your goodness, your good name, none of that. This is from God. This is from God. That's why God says you have to stay on the, you have to keep running. And when you finish, you have to go back to help as many people as possible. God has done so many great things today for me, I cannot tell it all. And I am serious. I told you the 18 signs and wonders is still upon us. It still is. The 18 signs and wonders are still upon us. Amen. So let's go ahead and get started. We're going to listen to Brother Dappy Keys. And I want you to really focus, and I really want you to concentrate on this activity. This is not an activity that you just write down anything. This is not an activity where you just focus on yourself. I told you the ones that were for yourself. When we talk about adding, this is a personal thing. That's you. When we talk about multiplying, we're talking about everybody. When we talk about balance, how you're going to balance your life. We talk about power and being thankful, that's everybody. When we talk about prayer, that's everybody. When we talk about blessing, that is specifically you. But you, there are some people that you want connected with you, okay? There's some people, your gift, your talent that the Lord is going to give you, that he's already given you, is going to bless their ministry, is going to bless their business, is going to bless their organization. And so you have to write down the individual's name. And you have to be intentional. Don't just put everybody in my family. Don't just put the people that you really like. Put the people that really make an impact. Okay? All right. You're listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. Call somebody. Text somebody. Tell somebody that we're on.
Thank you.
Amen. If you're still writing, continue to write. I just want to encourage you. Let me encourage you. Let me speak life to you. Now, okay, so with this activity and the thought that you put in this activity, I want you to believe it, and I want you to receive what the Lord wants to do within your life. And so when we focus on God, we're listening to the voice of God. And one of the things that I had told the listeners yesterday is to stop allowing individuals to control your faith, control the temperature of your faith. When, close your eyes and keep them closed till I finish, okay? Your eyes are closed. You cannot see anything. I hear music playing. I'm pretty much familiar with the studio that I'm in right now. I'm familiar with where everything is, but my eyes are closed. And because my eyes are closed, I have to depend on my ears. I have to depend on my legs. I have to depend on my hands to feel my way around. And that's how God is. Open your eyes. When you are in those places, God already knows. Keep your eyes open. God already knows where everything is. He already has plans for you and I. He has plans. He knows. He strategically placed everything. And so with that, our eyes are closed. Close your eyes. And we can't see those things that God has planned. We can't see those paths. And we have to trust God as if our eyes were open. We have to trust God and know that God knows where everything is because his eyes, he knows. Understand? So we walk by faith and not by sight. We live by faith and not by sight. And so I continue to reiterate this to my listeners, because I want you to be successful. And you have to learn how to focus on God. And you see those thermostats that when you go at your house or when you go to different places, and people control them, right? That's what some people are doing to your faith. Some people are doing to your confidence. Some people are doing to your disposition. They're controlling it. But what you have to do is pray to God, and you have to control, through the help of God, your own faith, your own determination, your own confidence. You can't depend on people to pump you up. You're going to have to come with something. Understand? And so it's very important that we trust God on a daily basis. And sometimes it gets dark, y'all. Close your eyes. Keep them closed. It's just like that. And you wake up every day, and you have no idea. But you say, Lord, I have the faith of a bird to know that you're going to take care of me every single day, no matter what. And guess what? God is doing that right now. And so when the storms of life, open your eyes. Come. And your eyes are wide open, and you actually are in a storm. You see a storm. That doesn't mean that you just give up. You quit. You stop. There's more than one way, and that way is through Jesus Christ. God says, no one comes unto the Father but by me. Understand? And so when God opens doors, he's opening more than one. And so you have to keep going and keep the faith. We do that activity everywhere I go. So close your eyes. And the way God blesses us is we walk by faith every day. We have no idea what blessing God has in store for us. I said, but open your eyes. We know that God knows where everything is. Amen. So just continue to keep the faith. Continue to believe in our Lord and Savior. Jesus Christ, because our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, is the one who heals. He's the one that helps us. So we have to continue to trust in God with all of our heart. Amen? Amen. So that's what I wanted to tell you. Make sure that you continue to, you know, just thank God for what he's doing. Thank God for everything. Amen. Because God doesn't have to bless us. He doesn't have to bless us to wake up in the morning. He doesn't have to start us on our way. None of that. But he does. And so with that, and because of that, we should be thankful every morning. I say every morning when you get up, you exercise your faith in God, and you know that God is going to take care of you, and you know that God is going to see you through, because that's the type, that's just the type of God we serve. And so we have to be always prepared for the work and the works of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. So I have a few announcements, then I'm going to bid you a great night. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and your friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove, blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. In addition to that, gospel artists, writers, actors, actress, promoters, anyone with a positive message, be sure to Facebook at Free to Love, or you can catch me on LinkedIn at Free to Love, or you can email me, EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to speak with you and have an interview with you on the ministry. As I said before, I have to make sure that I contact the publicist and other individuals who have already emailed me. So be sure to do that. If you have a book out, if you have an event, if you have a CD release, be sure to email me and let me know that. In addition to that, just continue to keep on keeping on, and be sure to check out our freetolove.com, also stellargospelmusic.com. Be sure to check that out. In addition to that, be sure to support different events that are going on. If you need a consumer guru PR, then our Frida Emanuelove is the one. If you need a speaker, if you need musicians, if you need actors, actress, I have those individuals I can contact. Just email me, EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to be able to serve or to have some artists serve as well, okay? In addition to that, just continue to trust in God. As I said before, you have to make sure during this season that God is going to bless. I'm going to tell you that. I've told you that several times. I've told you that before the ministry even started on tonight. God is going to bless. You have to be very careful with this blessing. This blessing is not something that we just take for granted, because it's a gift from God. It's God's favor. It's his grace and his mercy. It's his opportunity. It's his chance that he's given us, and we can't mess it up. And so what I mean by that is you have to be very cognizant, God says, during these days and times, of who is attached to the blessing that God has given unto you. Let's speak about that. When you send an email, sometimes you send an attachment. And with that attachment, there are things that you may want the individual to know, and then you send kind of a side note, this is the attachment. Well, with that attachment, the most important part of the email is the attachment, because that is the meat of the email. Well, the most important part of this particular attachment to your blessing, to our blessing, are the people that you put that you say, Lord, I want to cross paths with. Lord, I want to be a blessing. Lord, I want to utilize this blessing. I want them to be the heirs of this blessing. And it should be worldwide, but you also name Pacific people because God said this is a blessing that he's given unto you. So you name Pacific people. And with that, you have to be very cognizant that these are people that's going to help you to focus and keep you focused, because you don't want it's always good when you have an attachment connected who has a purpose. And you have to be very cognizant of the purpose which is bestowed upon the spirits of people. You have to make sure. So that's why discernment is very important, and that's why we always pray unto God, because you have to be very, you have to be very cautious. This blessing is not something that you just can go in a store and buy. This blessing is not something that, you know, because, you know, because you of who you are, this blessing is a blessing that God has given unto us. That's what it is. So it's very important, very important. Okay? So be sure to continue to look at that. And as God is speaking, you're going to revisit it again, because you're going to want to add more to it. You're going to want to add more things to it. So it's very important that you revisit it again, okay? All right? All right, so if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Until next time, which is tomorrow, be sure to come back on Tomorrow God's Will. Tomorrow God's Will is the part where we look at a spiritual guide on the go. As a matter of fact, make sure you go to bookworld.com and pick up your spiritual guide to go. All right? So if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Until tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Alfreda. Love.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Alfreda Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayers as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.